This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Investors have been getting out of commodities of late. Risk aversion, it seems, because the price of everything from oil to copper is way, way down. Bonds, meanwhile, have been doing great in value and amount. There's been $1.5 trillion of corporate debt issued so far this year. And stocks, well, how many times have you heard me say record highs the last couple of weeks? Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has more now on the investor economy.
The bond market has had a good year, but not because it's been a bastion of safety or great returns.
It's been a better time for the sellers to issue new bonds, you know, the corporations, that's for sure.
Marilyn Cohen at Envision Capital Management says low interest rates mean nearly free money for companies issuing debt. That's why there was a record $1.5 trillion issued this year.
Would I say this is the best of all possible times to buy? No, it isn't. Nobody likes the yields that are out there, but they are what they are.
Investors stay in the bond market for that fixed monthly income, even when it's lackluster. But Morningstar analyst Alex Bryan says commodities are a different story.
The thesis behind why you would want to hold commodities is for diversification. And that sounds nice until the performance is just atrocious for a number of years, as it has been.
Oil prices are tanking thanks to growing American supply, metals courtesy of falling Chinese demand. Quincy Crosby is a market strategist at Prudential.
And so what's happened is investors, you know, have taken money out of commodity portfolios and then redirected them toward equities.
Crosby gives credit to the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing for the stock market's gains over the last couple of years. But the uptick over the last month, she says that's also about investors redirecting their money.
We call it window dressing.
Portfolio managers furiously buying and selling to pump up their year-end results and pushing up prices in the process. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.